Non-local, part 3.1.3, Inspector Mosquito on the case. Dylan, is there a Dylan there? Sunshine thinks he has the right Carruthers house in the neighborhood. Who uses the yellow pages anymore, he thinks to himself, while a kid on the other end says, Dylan was sick today. He can't come to the phone. Look, kid, I really need to speak with him. It's kind of an emergency. Hold on, the kid says. Daddy! Someone has an emergency with Dylan. Now, you don't have to get your father on the... Who's this? It was a stern, deep, adult male voice on the other end. Inspector Mosquito believes his voice belongs to his big daddy Carruthers, Dylan's father, because he is unabashedly an investigative genius. Hello, sir. Good evening. I'm a friend of his from school. Does his friend have a name? My name is Sunny. Sunshine always says Sunny as opposed to Sunshine on initial introductions with some people. He fills it out who's going to be a dipshit over the name Sunshine and who's going to be fine with it. Actually, it is always just men. Whenever he meets an adult male, it's Sunny, and an adult female, it's Sunshine. Maybe I'm sexist, he thought to himself one day. Well, Sunny, I really hope you aren't the man that exposed himself to my boy after school yesterday, because we got the cops out looking for that son of a bitch. Sunshine was relieved for a second before he realized the cops were now involved. But he was relieved nonetheless. Dylan literally witnessed the same thing he did, a naked man teleporting. I didn't expose myself to your... I go to school with Dylan. He's one of the kids I know. I was calling to talk with him. Damn, dude. Listen, kid. Something evil happened to my kid. Something evil involving a man with a bunch of tattoos who's going around exposing himself to children. My son is 16 years old. Come home in tears today. Tell me all about it. Sunshine thought for a second. Look, Mr. Carruthers. I'm the kid he was chasing with the other boys. Other boys? Chasing? My son was walking alone near Luna Park and a man exposed himself to my child. What's your last name, Sonny? Gotta go. Bye. Click. After a few seconds, the phone rings. Caller ID. Mandy Carruthers. Dylan's dad's name is Mandy? Sunshine entertained the thought for a few as he picks up the phone and then hangs it up abruptly. Quickly, he goes to his mother, the lawyer, and says that he had tried to call a friend about homework, and the father got crazy because of something and keeps calling back. In precisely 2 minutes, the phone rings again. This is Mosquitoes. Whom may I ask is calling? His mother said. Well, hello, ma'am. My name is Mandy Carruthers, and my son Dylan goes to school with your Sonny. Or so I assume. The other day there was some unpleasantness involving your boy, and I mean to get to the bottom of it. After a few moments of letting him speak for a short bit, a Mosquito starts in. Well, Mr. Carruthers, seeing as how my son, Sonny, as you say, is a minor, I am not going to allow you to question him without some sort of legal counsel present, and certainly not over at my house or over the phone. I would love to discuss any matters further with you at my office. I work at Profs, Lehman, and Castile Attorneys at Law. We are over on 15th in the Consortium Initiative Building. I am free tomorrow around 3:30 if you care to meet me then. A moment of dead air, and then, that shouldn't be necessary, ma'am. Thanks for your time. Good evening, Mr. Carruthers. When his mother hangs up the phone, she gives Sunshine a hard stare, followed by raised eyebrows, and starts walking away. We're having a macaroni and cheese for dinner.